wonders.
不要忘记,
don't forget.
那个都是过去灵恩运动里面, 还有这个所谓, 还有五旬节运动里面的东西。
So these are all related to the movements in Pentecost.
所以慢慢地就要有点新的东西。
So now you need some new things.
所以大概是1990年, 1990年左右。
So in the 1990s.
以前大概两年的时候。
So
大概以前两年的时候。 就是1990年, 1988, 1989, 1990, 1988, 1989, 1990, 1989, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 1990, 破。
He wants some breakthrough.
结果没有想到。
Unbeknownst to him,
在 Kansas City,
in Kansas City,
有一些先知。
There were some prophets there.
这些先知有一个本领。
So they had an ability.
他一进到你家里来。
So they come to your home.
他叫你的名字。
So they know your name.
他叫你的小名。
They know your nickname.
那不要忘记，只有你自己和家人知道你的小名。
Only you and your family know about your nickname.
对，这个当然突然吓一跳。
So now they scared.
怎么有人可以叫我的小名？
How can people know my nickname?
然后他告诉他说，
He told them,
你犯了罪了。
So he sinned.
你犯这个罪，犯那个罪。
He sinned this sin, that sin.
他说他怎么知道？
How did he know?
他怎么知道我犯这个罪？
How did he know I sinned this sin?
所以这样一做呢，你看这个人就软了一半。
So now this person was.
然后他就告诉你要悔改。
And he said you have to be.
如果你悔改的话
，If you repent,
神就与你同在。
God will be with you.
这叫做先知。
This is the prophet.
那么当然了 ，John Wimber 是个读圣经的。
Now John Wimber was a Bible scholar.
他不可能被这些先知这个预言怎么就唬住了。
So he cannot just be deceived this way.
但是很稀奇。
But amazing.
有一天有人说，有一个人要见他。
One day someone wanted to meet him.
那个人呢，就是先就是。Kansas City 的一个先知。
So this is one of the prophets in Kansas City.
然后见他。
And he met
him. 讲了两次大地震。
And it took two great earthquakes.
而且一点都没有错。
And it's true.
他讲的两次大地震果然发生。
There's two great earthquakes that actually happened.
所以这样真的把他震撼一下。
So he was shaken.
然后他就明明对 Wimber 说。
So he told Wimberg,
你们的教会已经到了瓶颈。
Your church has reached a plateau.
你要认罪。
You have to forgive.
你要在前面要悔改。
You have to repent.
如果你悔改
，if you repent，
而且你带着全教会悔改
，if you repent with the whole church，
那么这个整个的葡萄园教会就有个很大。
So then there will be a great revival amongst the vineyard.
不要忘记啊。
Don't forget.
这个东西本来只是听听而已。
Before you could just listen to it.
现在真的有人好像做先知。
Now there are true prophets.
而且能够知道你隐秘的罪。
And you know your sin and secret.
他有很多的证明。
Have a lot of proof.
他一定是先知。
He must be a prophet.
我说怎么会知道这些？
How did he know these things?
所以从此以后，
so、from that point on,
他们就一同走在一起。
So they walk together.
所以在这个第三波运动里，
so in this third wave of
movement, 除了说方言之外，
other than speaking in tongues,
又加上了一个恩赐。
They added another gift.
就是先知。
And that is prophecy.
那圣经里面讲的先知跟这个刚才所讲的一模，我根本不一回事。
So this has nothing to do with the biblical prophecy.
现在这些人所说的先知，就好像中国人所说的占卜一样的嘛。
So these prophets, they are just like
naysayers.
Yeah.Fortune telling.
所以给我们看见说，这个怎么会圣灵的工作呢？
So how can this be the work of the Holy Spirit?
而且很明显给我们看见。
It's very clear.
等到启示录完成以后。
So after the Book of Revelation is completed,
已经没有先知。
There's no more prophets.
只有教会的先知。
Only the prophets in the church.
教会的先知来述说神的旨意。
Prophets in the church speak forth the will of God.
现在已经没有以赛亚或者耶利米告诉你说你将来会怎样。
So there are no more the Isaiah and Jeremiah to tell you about your future.
如果你懂得主的话。
If you know the Word of God,
你就不会受欺骗了。
You will not be deceived.
但是不要忘了，
but don't forget,
因为 John Wimber 相信全能不倒。
But John Wimber believes in powerful.
他就把门就打得很，就把门扔得很开。
So he opened the door.
所以有两年到三年。
So for two or three years,
他们不止高举说方言，也高举。
They not only exalted this matter of speaking in tongues, but also.
结果其中有一个先知。
Amongst them, there was one.
有一次说了预言。
So he spoke a prophecy.
那就是预告说，在英国有一次大复兴。
Said that in England there will be a great revival.
是1990年。
So in 1990.
而且是十月份的时候。
And in October.
那个大复兴要影响全地。
So that revival is going to influence the whole world.
而那个先知。
And that prophet,
这一回加上了一句话。
This time he added some.
Thus saith the Lord.
是 Thus saith the Lord.
耶和华是这么说的。所以你知道吗？这个 John Wimber 完全被吓住。
So John Wimber was scared.
就在那个时候。
At that time.
他相信说， 这个复兴一定要来到。
So he said that revival must come.
所以1990年11月的时候
So in November 1990,
因为他想着一定有那个大复兴
So there must be that revival.
所以在他特别聚会里面
So in his special conference,
就给我们讲了大复兴以后的情形
He spoke of the condition after the revival.
他把支票先开出去
So he wrote the check first.
他以为说一定会有大复兴来
So there will be a, he thought there must be a great revival.
后来这个复兴没有来
So this revival didn't come.
没有多久以后
Soon after,
John Wimber 的眼睛开启
John Wimber's eyes were opened.
慢慢的就离开了这班弟兄
So he left these brothers and sisters.
所以不要忘记
Don't forget.
曾经全能布道没有包括先知这一部
Power evangelism didn't include prophecy originally.
但是后来呢你看见了 Angel 相信全能布道的缘故
But because they believed in power evangelism,
慢慢从赐恩典的主跑到恩赐里面
So they went from the focus of the giver to, of gift to the gift themselves.
恩赐有九种。
The gifts are 9 gifts.
神奇的恩赐应该摆在最后。
So those signs and wonders must be placed in the end.
结果 John Wimber 把它摆在最前。
So John Wimber put them in the first place.
他以为圣灵的工作。
He thought it was the work of the Holy Spirit.
对他来讲这是很大很大的打击。
It's a great shock.
没有想到。
I mean,
到1994年的时候，在多伦多就开始了很特别的。
In Toronto, there was a new
那个叫 Toronto Blessing,
called Toronto Blessing.
刚开始的时候
，in the beginning,
大家都觉得是圣灵的工作。
Everybody thought it was the work of the Holy Spirit.
John Wimber 也觉得是圣灵的工作。
John Wimber felt it was the work of the Holy Spirit.
不过是工作比从前更强烈。
But as if that the work was more stronger than.
很多人常常被打倒。
Many people they were struck.
他们叫 slaying of Holy Spirit.
They said it was the slaying of the Holy Spirit.
意思说你要被倒击杀在地上。
Explain the Holy Spirit.
那不止这样。
Not only that.
结果很多人就笑起来。
Many people started to laugh.
这二十分钟挺不住的。
He just laughed for 20 minutes.
大笑，所以叫 Holy Laughter.
Called the Holy Laughter.
他们觉得如果圣灵浇灌他们，每一个人都会 Holy Laughter.
They thought they were filled with the Holy Spirit. They must laugh for 20 minutes.
所以英国很快的就响应了。
So there was a recognition.
你要从伦敦到多伦多那条线呢？普通这个商务舱他买不到票的。
So from London to Toronto, you normally can't get business class.
因为都给基督徒包了。
Because they were taken by.
他们到伦敦都要，他们到 Toronto 因为离开机场不远，都要看 Toronto Blessing.
So they want to come see Toronto Blessing.
没有想到。
I mean,
没有多久以后
，soon after，
他们发现他们有个经历是葡萄园没有的。
They discovered they had an experience that the vineyards didn't have.
但是已经告诉全世界。
But they already told the whole world.
整个 Toronto Blessing 是我们工作里面的。
Toronto Blessing is part of our work.
现在你怎么收回来
？How do you bring it back？
如果 Holy Laughter 还可以
，If Holy Laughter is good, it's fine.
但是没有多久以后
，But soon after，
有的人被圣灵充满
，Some people were filled with the Holy Spirit，
像狮子一样吼起来
，Started to roar like a lion，
像鸡一样在那里走路
，To walk like a chicken，
弟兄姊妹，主要被圣灵浇灌。
To be filled with the Holy Spirit，
就每一个都像动物园里面的人
，So everybody was like those in the zoo。
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brothers and sisters,
对一个真正明白圣经的人
those that truly know the,
如果你相信人是神所创造
if you believe man is created by God,
你怎么会相信一个人被圣灵浇灌
how can you believe that someone's filled with the Holy Spirit
那个表现是狮子的表现是鸡的表现
is the manifestation of the lion and the chicken
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
这是第二次打击
this is the second
John Wimber当他明白了这个以后
When John Wimber understood this
他知道这是对的
He knew that this is wrong
所以很快的快刀斩乱麻他就和 Toronto Blessing
So then he split with the Toronto Blessing
但是不要忘记
But don't forget
这个时候慢慢他开始年纪老迈
So he started to getting old
他得到一种的癌症
So he had a cancer
如果讲 power evangelism
You speak of power evangelism
神应该要医治他
So God should heal him
结果神没有医治
God did not heal him
到了1997年的时候
In 97,
他就被主接
He was taken by the Lord.
弟兄姊
妹 Brothers and sisters,
这就是圣灵的第一波第二波
The first, second, and third wave.
所以等到主要回来
So before the Lord's return,
让我们记
Let us remember,
我们的主在门外
Our Lord is outside the door.
为什么在门外
Why is he outside the door?
你想当这些人经历圣灵的经历的
For those who experience the experience of the Holy Spirit,
有一种说不出来的喜
They have an unspoken joy.
但住在门外
But the Lord is outside the door.
明白
You understand?
他们所注意的
What they were focusing on
是恩赐
That was the gift.
也许是神奇的恩赐。
Maybe is the signs and wonders.
他们忘记了恩赐的主。
They forgot the giver of gifts.
就在门外碰。
The Lord is knocking on the outside.
他巴不得能进来。
He wants to enter in so that he could feast with us.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Suppose this
我们怎么知道？
How do we know?
是老底家。
Is Laodicea?
神说话。
When God speaks,
人也说话。
Man also speaks.
他们有资格说话，
they have the right to speak,
因为他们做过教授，
because they were professors.
他们知道圣经里是怎么说的，
they know what is spoken of in the Bible.
但是不要忘了，
but don't forget,
谁说的，
what God spoke,
和人说的，
and what man speaks,
常常对不起来，
oftentimes cannot connect.
当人在那个经历里面的时候，
when man is in that experience,
人要说我是富足的，
man wants to say I'm rich.
明白吗？
You understand?
So Peter Wagner,
so Peter Wagner
一直等到John Wimber 过去以后，
after he, John Wimber passed,
他今年去年才被主接近。
So last year he was taken by the Lord.
他实在活得很长。
He lived very long.
他没有死心。
He didn't die. He didn't lose heart.
他认为在主回来以后，
he thought that before the Lord's return,
除了天主教之外，
other than Catholicism,
除了跟基督教之外，
other than Christianity,
除了希腊正教之外，
or Greek Orthodox,
有第四座殿。
There's going to be four temples.
那个殿就是第三波的原因。
That fourth temple is the third wave.
而且他认为说，
and he feels,
当他主回来以后，
when the Lord returns,
主所要恢复有使徒有先知，
God will restore apostles and prophets.
所以慢慢没有多久以后，
not soon long,
在主还没有回来以前，
before the Lord returns,
基督徒要掌权，
Christians are going to gain authority.
要有七座山，
there'll be seven mountains.
你要在这个七座山包括 media， 包括媒体。
So including the media,
包括 entertainment, 不管怎么样，
no matter what,
你看基督徒要掌权，
Christians will reign.
所以你还记得吗？
You see,
现在没有多久要能源部的部长。
So there's going to be a Department of Energy.
那当时你看就是他们，
minister,
当时他有一个运动。
So this the one who's going to be head of the Department of Energy, he was part of their movement.
这些人就和他们站在一起。
So they stand together with him.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
一直到今天，
even until today,
人还认为说，
man is still feeling,
我们是为着教会，
we live for the church.
我们现在不光是天主教，
not only Catholic,
现在不光是这个，不光是那个，
not only this and that.
你看圣灵的工作，
the work of the Holy Spirit,
要把我们带到最后的结
果， to bring us to the last point.
所以最后怎么说？
So what did he say?
你叫 Peter Wagner 怎么讲？
What did Peter Wagner say?
他这个运动，
this movement,
给他一个名字，
gave him a name,
叫做 New Apostolic Reformation.
The New Apostolic Reformation.
他后来在他论文里面说，
So in his thesis he said,
自从改革运动以后，
since the Reformation,
没有这样大的一个人。
There was no movement as big as this.
他所说的，
what he spoke of,
就是从五旬节运动，
so taking from Pentecostal
到灵恩运动，
to the Charismatic,
一直到葡萄园运动，
all to Vineyard,
一百年多，一百多年，
100 plus years.
现在你怎么解释那个情况？
How do you explain that situation?
亲爱的弟兄，
brothers and sisters,
主的话很清楚，
the word of God is clear.
你巴不得或冷或热。
May you that you were not lukewarm.
主只对一件事情有兴趣。
The Lord is only interested in one thing.
他在撒迦利亚书上怎么说？
What did he say in Zechariah?
他说我为耶路撒冷为西安是极心中极其火热。
I am zealous for Jerusalem.
什么叫呢？不冷和不热。
What does it mean to be lukewarm?
你是回到耶路撒冷。
You return to Jerusalem.
但是很稀奇。
But amazingly,
你对于方言还有兴趣。
But you're interested in tongues.
你对 power 很有兴趣。
You're interested in power.
你对于说预言很有兴趣。
So you're interested in a power.
甚至你对于 holy laughter 很有兴趣。
You're interested in holy laughter.
你忘记。
So you forget.
你回来。
You come back.
是为着耶路撒冷。
For Jerusalem.
我们的主说，我对你极其火热。
I am zealous.For
所以主对老底家教会，
so the Lord said to the church of Laodicea,
你们要悔改，
you have to repent,
并且热心，
you have to be zealous,
你的心要热切，
your heart has to be warm,
要像主那样的热
切， warm as the Lord,
主只有一个心，
the Lord only has one heart,
就是腓立比，
this Philadelphia,
所以巴不得我们能够悔改，
may we repent,
然后主应许说，
and the Lord promised,
凡开门的，
those who open the door,
凡给我开门的，
those who open the door,
我们要一同的坐下，
we will sit down and feast together.
这个多么好，
this is amazing, right?
什么是教会？
What is the church?
教会给我们看，教会是以基督来做中心。
Church shows us that Christ is the center.
我们可以没有主也能快乐。
We can be happy without the Lord.
我们没有主，我们只要有灵恩的经历，我们就快乐。
We can be happy as long as we have Pentecostal experience.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
我们以为我们是富足。
We thought we are wealthy.
我们以为我们是属灵。
We thought we're spiritual.
而且 Peter Wagner 觉得这就是最后教会神所要做。
Peter Wagner felt that this is what the Lord was doing in the end.
但是弟兄姊妹，
弟兄姊妹，
给我们看见。
It shows us.
主说一件事。
God says one thing.
人说了另外一件事。
Then he says another thing.
所以但愿主恩待我。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
这些都是我们的信。
This is our interpretation.
你看见吗？这我们的 warning.
Our warning.
这一班弟兄们。
These brethren,
他们都是爱主。
They love the Lord.
他们明白主的话。
They know the Lord's word.
他们愿意遵守主的话。
They want to follow the Lord's word.
不过他们有他们的解释。
But they have their own interpretation.
圣经里找不到这样的解释。
You cannot find such a interpretation in the Bible.
所以主这样说，他们另外一样。
So the Lord said one thing, they did another thing.
但有一件是最重要。
But one thing is most important.
主从来没有离开他中心的。
The Lord never left his original purpose.
推啊推啦。
Thyatira.
撒底。
Sardis.
推了这杯，
还有
老底家，
还有这些。
神的心意当然要我们走在推了这杯的道路。
Is washed away of Philadelphia.
所以但愿主借着这些话
，May the Lord, you Lord use these words
来勉励我
，to encourage us.
不过当然
，of course.
如果讲起主末世以前的路故事
，So if you speak about the story before the end times.
我这个故事是讲不完。
I cannot finish this.
我们还有好多故事要说。
We have many stories to tell.
好多教会历史要说。
Much church history to
tell. 而且果然应验了老底家的。
And fulfilled the church of the Laodicea.
如果这样的话
，If it's this way,
我们要小心。
We have to be careful.
我们一直会说别人是老底家。
We'll say everybody else is Laodicea.
我们从来不承认我们。
We never consider we are Laodicea.
我们一定说我们是腓立比。
We'll say we're Philadelphia.
但是要小心。
But be careful.
腓立比是我们的道路。
Philadelphia is our way.
但永远不是我们的标签。
It's never.Our
label. 所以但愿主开我们的眼。
May the Lord open our eyes.
当主说，人也说的。
When God speaks and man speaks as well.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
敬畏他的名的人。
Those who honor His name.
他们彼此谈论。
As they speak.
神在天上就侧耳听。
God will listen to them speak.
而且有纪念册在他们里面。
And there's a book of remembrance for them.
纪念所有思念他们的。
Those who ponder upon his name.
弟兄姊妹
But sister,
我们每次擘鼻纪念
Every time as we remember, break bread, remember the, aren't we remembering him?
不是我们纪念
Not that we remember him.
他记得我们
He remembers us.
他纪念我们这些
He remembers us.
每个主日来到他
Every Lord's day, we come before him.
我们等候的就天很快的亮起来
We are looking for the day to dawn.
所以但愿主这一次借着这个最后的一本书。
So through this last book of the Old Testament,
就是给我们看这个最后的一本马拉基书。
So this book of Malachi,
还要给我们看最后的启示。
The last book of Revelation,
让我们能够明白一点点。
So may understand a little bit.
教会在主回来以前
，Before the Lord's return, the church,
这是什么样的
？What kind of conditions?
对不起，我多借七分钟。
Borrow 7 minutes.
好，我们低头祷告。
Let us bow with a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们把我们的再次交在你手里。
Lord, we once again commit ourselves into your hands.
我们为着你在这的见证，我们再次仰望。
For your own testimony here, we pray, look to you.
我们感谢你所做。
Thank you for what you've done.
你真的把弟兄们带回到你旨意。
You brought brethren into the heart of your purpose.
我们所求的。
Well, we ask.
等各个都为着神热心。
May each one be zealous for your word.
因为神只有一个热心。
Because only there's one.
就是为着他自己的见证。
For your own testimony.
为西安，为耶路撒冷。
For Zion, for Jerusalem.
极其火热。
To be warm in their hearts.
主，但愿你给我们恩典。
May you give us grace.
叫我们心中也极其火热。
That we may be warm towards you.
听我们的祷告。
Your prayer, Lord.
靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' victorious name.
Amen.